Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we're going to work on not only your financial freedom, but a little bit of your psychological freedom. Today, I'm going to discuss something I haven't brought up in a while, but I think it's really important. And I've just been seeing so much of it lately. And that is this problem about living a life of quiet desperation. I think that a very high percentage of you out there are living a life of quiet desperation. I know what it means to live a life of quiet desperation. I've lived that life. And in the past, when we talked about it, we talked about it being the fact that you've been sold this bill of goods your whole life. The bill of goods is that you're going to go to school. You're going to work hard. You're going to get some good grades. The good grades are going to get you an opportunity for a good job. The good job's going to allow you to earn good money. The good money is going to allow you to attract a good spouse. Good spouse and you are going to create good kids. And you're going to raise these kids and they're going to go to school, but you're going to have to save your whole life to come up with enough money to put them through school. As you're paying off your debt from you going to school, now you're taking on the debt of them going to school. And they're going to go through the entire cycle. And then you're going to wake up at some age, whether it's 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or whatever it is, you're going to wake up one day and go, this just doesn't make any sense. I'm not happy. You know, maybe I'm not miserable. Maybe I'm just bleh, you know, but it's a life of non-fulfillment. There's nothing in your life that makes you feel fulfilled. Maybe one thing, you know, love from your kids or, you know, I get love from my dogs. But other than that, what is the quality of your life dependent on? Well, it's interesting is that our whole life we believed the beliefs we have because somebody gave them to us. Somebody made us believe that living a life of quiet desperation was the way to live. And so for most of us, we get up every day, we get in our car, chug down some terrible coffee, get in our car and drive. Used to be you'd smoke a cigarette on the way in, but I think most people have given that up now. And we drive to work. Doesn't matter where you live. Maybe you take a subway in New York and you'll stand in lines with crowds of people that might be ripping you off, might be looking to mug you, to kill you, to steal from you. But you stand there with these people. These terrible, terrible people, ugly, dirty. You're in a city where they allow these people, the drug addicts, to sit on the street and create feces, and you go to work through all that. Or you live in a city like Houston where you drive for hours. Hours. I say hour to go there, an hour to come back. 2 hours a day wasted in your life to go to and from work every day. Every day, 5 days a week. Now, I work 6 days a week, but I was lucky. I lived very close to where I worked, so it was only a short traffic distance, but I was working 8 to 10 hours a day, actually 12 hours a day. We worked from 9 in the morning till 9 at night or 10 in the morning till 10 at night. That was our work hours. And we worked 5 days a week, which would be 10 times 5 is 50 hours a week. Or if we didn't hit our quota in sales, we had to work an extra day, so we'd work 60 hours a week. Every day, day in, day out, whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. Sick, not sick. Yeah, maybe you get some medical leave. Whatever it is. You go to work. You come home. Your spouse every day. You say, well, I love my spouse. Of course you do. They love you too because they can control and manipulate you and yell at you and be mad at you for everything you do and everything you do is wrong. And it just depends. Are you the one that is being controlled and manipulated or you're the one doing the controlling and manipulating? And if you're the one doing the controlling and manipulating, then the person you're controlling and manipulating is not a good person because they don't do anything right. They never do it the way you would have done it. They're losers. And so you're stuck in a life with a loser the rest of your life. This is how 90% of Americans live. Now, what I've noticed And what I'm going to talk about today is that it's even worse than that. That was just the normal grind life of quiet desperation. No one complains about it because, first of all, you don't know what else you could possibly do. There doesn't seem to be another option out there. And if you complain, you're just a loser. You're just a crybaby. You're a psychomaniac. You're a wackazoid. You're not a normal person. You're not a big boy. You know, put on your big boy pants. Stop crying. Get out there and do what you got to do. Right? That's the way the world sees the world. Now, I'm going to add to that today. Because if that, just that general life of quiet desperation that you can't complain about, you just have to live, weren't bad enough, then there's even more. And that's what I'm going to cover. Because today I want you to understand that everything you do, in most cases, is because somebody else wants you to do it. And you don't do what you want to do. You end up life unfulfilled. You end up life not living, really living, because you don't really take in the world. You just exist within it. So, Del, why are you being so negative? I'm being negative because what I've seen here over the last couple of days since Trump became president is a new phenomenon. It's a phenomenon called political quiet desperation. But it's not that I'm seeing it, or it's not that it's just happening. It's I'm seeing it and really understanding it for the first time. What's happened was, for the last 4 years, while Biden was president, everybody was living a lie. The lie was everything the Democrats were feeding you, both on news, social pressure, wokeism, everything out there that we had to put up with for 4 years, afraid that if we didn't put up with it, we didn't conform to this life of quiet desperation that they were putting upon us, that we'd be put out, destroyed, eliminated, right? They would take us away, put us in jail, just like they tried to put Trump in jail. These people have completely destroyed our society. And now, look at the fun. Look at the people out there that were Democrats that hated being Democrats coming out. It's not that they want to be Republicans. They're just so tired of being Democrats. I mean, you have to understand, the Democrats are not all wingnuts. A very few percentage of them are. But that few percentage has controlled everything. They have controlled what we can say at work, to who, how we can act. It's unbelievable. Job, life of quiet desperation has gotten terrible. I mean, I don't even like going to work, and I own my own company, but I feel it. I mean, you can't say anything to anybody. You can't do anything without it being politically incorrect. It just blows my mind. And I own my company. Can you imagine working in a company and knowing that if you said the wrong thing, did the wrong thing, acted the wrong way, you'd get fired? Your whole life, money, financial position would be destroyed by a wingnut, a left-handed wingnut somewhere out there who doesn't even know how to wipe their own bee-boobie, and yet they're telling you how to act. Man, that is a life of quiet desperation. Not only now do you have to get up and go to work every day, but you have to put up with this stupid, irrational thinking that these people have been putting upon you for the last 4 years. Finally, people, everybody's happy. Even the left people that aren't wingnuts, the ones that are just normal people that vote Democratic for certain reasons. And I've voted both ways, Democratic and Republican. I'm in the middle. I look at the issues and vote the issues. But there are people on the left side that are not wackos. And they're so happy that the wackos have lost control. And they're really hoping that the wackos will lose control of the party. So we get back to normal issues like, how big is our deficit? How many wars do we want to start? I mean, the basic things that federal government is supposed to do, we need to get back to it. Local government, that one's not going to get fixed because you have an accumulation of wingnuts all in the same location. And I don't know that can be fixed, to be honest with you, unless the left can see enough freedom during the Donald Trump presidency to realize they can live without the far left wackos telling them what to do and controlling, manipulating their party. Unless they figure that out, then local school boards and policies and government is just going to continue to be whacked. And who suffers from all that? All the people do. We do. Who is we? We are the people that get up and go to work every day. We are the people that send our kids to school every day. We're the people that pay our taxes, unlike Biden's son, who doesn't pay his taxes, unlike all kinds of people that don't pay their taxes. People that don't work. They live off the government. They live off of us. Constantly, constantly sucking our lives out of us, taking our money to give to people that we have no reason to give it to. Yes. Some reason they think that everybody should have equity. Not that everybody should be equal, which we are in America. Anybody can do whatever they want. There are rich people of all colors, of all sexes, male, female, and whatever in between. But the bottom line is, they don't want that. They want the people that are rich that don't believe the way they believe to be poor. And they want the poor to believe that if they give them enough money, then they'll believe that what they say is real. It's a power thing. Now, why am I bringing this all up? You're going to ask this again. Why are you going into this negative rant? Because I'm seeing how happy people are that it's over. Massive amounts of happiness everywhere. So, why bring this up? Because I've been talking about it for 34 years. When you finally realize that you're living a life of quiet desperation, and more importantly, realize there's a way out of it, that's the important part. You've got to realize there's a way out of it. So when I tell people, look, you're working 40, 50 hours a week for your entire life. And that 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate, I retired at 34 years of age. They just don't get it. You don't get it. You have no idea. For one, you can't even believe it. You think I'm just another talking head that's making stuff up until you come to Lifestyles. And then your mind is blown. Go, look, they've hired 100, 200 people sit in this room and say it's true. Say 200 people sit in this room and say, we did it too. What are they paying these people? What kind of drugs are they on? I can't understand it. You know it can't be true. My boss can't figure it out. My attorney can't figure it out. My CPA can't figure it out. My college professor can't figure it out. My dad, my mom, everybody who's ever important to me in my life could never figure it out. Yet these people do. Whole rooms of them. Cheering on the next person who succeeds and retires. Why are they cheering that person on? That person, remember, there's a lack. For me to have a dollar in my hand, it must have come out of your that dollar must have come out of your hand. That's the lack mentality. Instead of the abundance mentality, which says we can all have as much as we want, we just have to produce instead of take. They, their whole lives, have been given the concept that taking is the way you get money. You take it from your parents. You take it from your boss. You take it from the government. You take from your customers, as opposed to produce more and more and more. Massive abundance to give away, to have enough for yourself and others. That concept just doesn't go across. It doesn't go across at work. It doesn't go across at home. It doesn't even go across in your church. You say, well, yes, it does. We tithe. Yeah, you tithe, right? But where does the money come from and who does it go to? That's the question. Do you really get out there and make a difference in life besides putting some money in a bowl to make you feel better that you did something in life? I would much rather get out there and change thousands of people's lives like I do than put a dollar in a bowl and say I tithe. So I'm not putting down religion. Religion's like everything else. It's man's control over man. It's manipulation. All of these things we live in life are quiet, desperational manipulations to get us to do what somebody else wants us to do. Say, well, Del, you can't say that about religion. I wouldn't say it about religion if there weren't 20 different religions that all believe completely different things and think that every other religion isn't real. I remember I used to have some people that had 401k investment plans. I'm sorry, IRA investment plans. Three different companies. They all said the other one was illegal, but not theirs. Ends up all three of them were illegal. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I'm discussing the concept of living a life of quiet desperation. And it's all, this whole thing is triggered by the fact of how happy people are that the Democrats lost. The Republicans won. Not only are the Republicans happy, the Democrats are happy. And when you look at the people that are over there trying to reconcile their existence on the Democratic side of the, especially the newscast people, because they created all this stuff. They're the ones that took a 1 or 2 to 5% group of people, which are the far, 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 far left, radical left, and they publicized them to the point where they made them important people. They drove the agenda to the left. And when you think about these groups of people that are doing this, and they're telling you to believe ridiculous concepts, it has to blow your mind. The first one was, get rid of the police. Defund the police. That's got to be the three dumbest words that were ever spoke on this earth. Defund the police. Man, are you out of your mind? The next one is that stealing anything under $1,000 isn't a criminal offense. It's a misdemeanor. You can be let go. That is the dumbest thing. Where are these people coming up with these ideas? And I'll tell you where they're coming from. It's a guy named George Soros. He wants to destroy our country. He wants to destroy all countries that are not the way he wants them to be. So he's paying for all these people to get into power. And they're just destroying the country. And we let him. That guy should be eliminated from our country. His money should not be allowed to be spent here. And you say, well, now you're talking like them. I am. Holy smokes, there I go. I'm sounding just like they are. We need to close down the opposite thinkers of the world. There should be censorship. That's what these guys want. Now, it happens on your job. How many of you have a job that's miserable right now because of the way the Democrats have destroyed the work environment? It's no fun to go to work anymore. Even if you like what you do, it's no fun to go to work anymore because there's that one or two whiny Democrats that come to work every day designed to destroy your life. So the jobs are places of quiet desperation. How about the home? How many of you married somebody that when you married them, you thought, well, this is better than nothing. And then you wake up one day and go, man, this isn't better than nothing. Nothing would be better than this. And every single day, no matter what you do, it's never good enough. It's never, you can't make them happy. No matter what you give them, what you do for them, you can't make them happy. Again, this is the marriage equivalent to a life of desperation, quiet desperation. And you put up with it. Maybe you put up with it because you have kids. Maybe you put up with it because you realize if you cut half of what you own in half, there's nothing left. Whatever it is, it's a life of quiet desperation. The other one is health and fitness. Why do you eat what you eat? Because it's quick, it's easy, it's fast. Why do you eat what you eat? Because people tell you that's what you should eat when you know you shouldn't. Why do you live with no fitness? You don't have time? Why do you not have time? Because there's so many other things that they tell you must be in your life. You know, you have 24 hours a day. Working out takes between 30 minutes and an hour. Yeah, when I was a bodybuilder, we worked out 2 hours a day. That's not necessary. To stay in shape takes 30 minutes to an hour a day, and that's it. That's fitness. And why don't you do it? I catch myself all the time going, I went 3 days, no fitness. Why? And sometimes I just get lazy. I get tired. Maybe you get lazy, you get tired. But when I get lazy and tired, it's almost always because some other form of desperation has gotten into my life. Something else, somebody's in my head messing with me. And so maybe your entire life is people messing with you to the point where you can't carve out enough time to go be physically fit. I think it was interesting how simple some of this stuff is. My dad died at 65, 66. My grandfather died at 66, 67. My great-grandfather died at 66, 67. One of my uncles died at 40. I had an aunt that died in her 20s. My family is just, they died. But what did they do? They drank and smoked and drank and smoked. And I have one uncle that lived. He's now in his 80s. So I think, what did he do differently? Well, number one, he didn't smoke. He's the only one in my family that didn't smoke. And maybe he did at one time and he quit, but he doesn't smoke, hasn't, ever since I've known him. Does he drink? In moderation, yes. Does he exercise? Has always exercised. He's always considered himself an athlete. At 80, he considers himself exercising. And, you know, I know now at 70, exercise is not what it was when I was 50. When I was 50, I still thought I was a stud. When I was 40, I still was a stud. When I was 30, I was at the peak of being a stud. But, man, now at 70, you can't do the same thing. So why don't you do anything? Because you're living this life of quiet desperation. Now, I suggest to you that over the last 34 years, as I brought up this topic of life of quiet desperation, I've made the point endlessly that most of this is due to the fact you have to get up and go to work every day. You can't get out of getting up and going to work every day. You can't get out of living your life unhappily with your wife or your spouse or your kids or whatever because you're just so busy. You don't have the time to think. You don't have the time to go figure out what life should be about. And that's really the message I've brought for 34 years. But today I'm bringing it a little bit harder, a little more harsh, because I want you to understand that what I'm seeing is the other side of that happiness in mass. I've seen it for 34 years as people buy back their financial freedom, quit their job, throw their hands up and cheer, travel the world, spend time with their family in a different manner than the soundbite type of relationships that most people have with their family. Just spending time with them, traveling with them, doing stuff with them, learning to love again. And I'm seeing that on a mass basis. Well, people are being freed from this political tyranny that was the Democratic Party. And what it's making me remember is, Del, do you remember? If you see this mass happiness, what would it be like if there was mass happiness of people not being tied to a life of quiet desperation, getting up and going to the job, going to the cubicle every day? Can you imagine what it's like to live in prison? You get up every day. You eat the same thing every day. You go to the same place every day. You live within a little cubicle all day long. You get to go out and do an hour of exercise. You go back to the cubicle. You eat the same food. You hang around with the same people every day. And then you wake up and go, my God, my life is prison. I live in a cubicle. I see the same people every day. I do the same thing every day. I eat the same thing. My life is prison. Then there's people that get up and go to work hard, heavy labor every day. I mean, I see these people, I go, my God, how do they do it? It just blows my mind. There's guys 50 years old, 60 years old, climbing up on my roof the other day, cleaning my roof, pressure washing my yard. I mean, these guys work like hound dogs. And I'm thinking, man, I don't know how they do it. And they're not young. They're old. Yeah, they have young kids with them. But the oldest guys, sometimes doing more work. And you wonder, how do they get up and do that every day? That's the gerbil on the little wheel. Every day you get up and run on that wheel. When you go home at night, there's nothing left. You have no dreams. You have no future. You have no goals. In fact, you talk yourself out of them. You convince yourself somewhere, or somebody else does, that there is nothing to live for. Right? That just existence itself is worth living for. I had an email with a lady a day or two ago, and she was telling me, look, I don't know. I, I, I don't see myself going into the poorer neighborhoods and finding these lower price houses and then buying them and fixing them up and then making money that way. I don't see myself doing it. And she kind of had the twist of the email was kind of that she didn't even know if it really would work, but she definitely couldn't see herself doing that. And I said, hey, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. And she wrote me back and said, you're right, I've talked myself out of it. How many of you have talked yourself out of being financially free? You said it can't happen, it won't happen, never happens, nobody's ever done it. I can't do it, whether it's it never happens, it can't happen to somebody like me. I can't do it, I'm not smart enough, or I'm too smart to do that low-end stuff in life. I need to be doing high-end stuff, which isn't making me rich, but it's high-end. So I'm too smart, I'm not smart enough, I'm too poor to get started, or I'm too rich to risk my money, right? I'm too old, or I'm too young. There's always some excuse, right? My wife won't let me do it, my husband won't let me do it. Not now. It's not the right time. There'll be better time, not now. It's always the wrong time. When's the best time to start? Now. When's the second best time to start? Tomorrow, right? You can't go backwards in time. You can't start 10 years ago. You got to just do it. I hear people all the time. I listened to you on the radio for 6 years, 2 years, 1 year, 3 months, a week. I joined, and 6 months later, I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars. See, you're just talking yourself out of it. You're talking yourself into this life of quiet desperation that these people in this world have made you believe is the only way you can live your life. You don't believe there's financial freedom. You can't even imagine it. You can't imagine that I get up every day and decide what I want to do. You can't imagine that I have enough money to do just about anything I'd want to do. In fact, I can do anything I want to do because I just don't have those expensive tastes. So anything and everything I've ever wanted to do, I've been able to do. Man, that just, you can't conceive. They go, well, you must have been born. I wasn't born into it. All of my family were either teachers or accountants. They're just worker bees. Everybody in my family was. There's no wealth in my family. Even to this day, they're all either dead or on retirement pensions from being teachers. No, I somehow reading some book somewhere, listening to some person that wasn't my family, listening to some person that wasn't my employer, listening to something somewhere, somehow, I broke out. I remember my boss told me, he had a pretty good idea. He said, what I'm going to do is work 60 hours a week for 10 or 20 years instead of 40 hours a week for 40 years. And I'm going to make more money because I work 60 hours a week. I'm going to save it. And then when I'm 45, 50 years old, I think it was 40, 45 years old, I'm going to retire. He was going to work 40, instead of working 40, he was going to work 20. So from age 20-something, whatever it was he went to work at, let's say 30, he was going to work to 50. Yeah, 25 to 45, he was going to retire. He's going to retire because he had a lump sum of money because he worked twice as long as everybody else, saved up more money because he had nothing to live for, nothing to do, because he was working all those hours. I tried that for 12 years. I worked at a health club for 12 years that way. 10, 12 hours a day, 5, 6 days a week. And at the end of it, I just felt like I had to cut my wrists. I was like, I can't do this. It's not working. The guy's plan didn't work. So I went out and started buying real estate. 2.5 years later, at 34 years of age, I retired. I go, get out of here. I'm retired. I replaced my income in 2.5 years. And then I realized the worst thing in the world had just happened. What was that? I became alone. Why was I alone? Because everybody my age still had to get up and go to work every day. People ask me, why'd you start Lifestyles Unlimited? I tell you all the time, I needed friends. So I had to retire a lot of people. There was somebody to hang out with me. Think about that and your life of quiet desperation. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.